This ArenaFan.com podcast was taped exclusively in Phoenix, Arizona, home of Arena Bowl 24.
And welcome to Arena Bowl 24 Media Day. We're in an alternate location, but a great location. And the most important thing is that we're here to honor the teams and our dream team as well. This is my 24th Arena Bowl, did 10 Arena Cups, and this is going to be one of the best ever. Top two teams in the league. We hear an awful lot from pundits who probably never strapped it on like you guys have, that these teams couldn't do anything against previous incarnation of teams in the league. Bull. And you guys will show them that they don't know what they're talking about come game day. We've got a great sport. Great community here. The Rattlers have done a tremendous job over the years. With new ownership, great coaching, tremendous team in our league. Jacksonville Sharks, second-year team. Tremendous last year, even better this year. Led by a story, lifer, as well as the lifer we've got on the other side. You'll hear from them in a little bit. It's important that you know that the league is a league of opportunity. An opportunity for players to play professional football and further their career. Some have moved on to the NFL and will move on to the NFL. Others continue to play for the love of the game. I admire and respect all of them and appreciate what they do. Even more so the ones that have given their career to our league. People didn't think that we'd last a year, let alone 24. Well, we have. And next year, we celebrate our silver anniversary, 25 years as a league. Are we doing everything right? Not a snowball's chance in a warm room. Are we doing the best we can? Absolutely. Without our fans, we don't have a league. Second to players, of course. But players, of course, want to play in front of people. We want to have great corporate partners, and we do. Anthony and I did a great live commercial on TV on Monday night for two of our greatest partners. And we'll have more rolling out. And all that because we're doing it the right way. We're doing it the best way. We're doing the way for our fans, for our players, and for our owners. We have dedicated owners who are here to stay and want to make this league the best it can be. They're trying social economic times all over this country. And for people to forget that and think that everything can happen overnight, and people will complain that it's not happening overnight, I think they're wrong. Turn the TV on. Read the newspaper. And in spite of all of that, we just completed, with the game tomorrow night, a great season dedicated to the fans and put on by these players and the players across the league who go away from home to live for the season, to work hard day in, day out. And I want the public to know what they go through. And for people then to publicly proclaim that they're not dedicated, they're not as good, they're not proficient as people who preceded them, as I said, never strapped it on, never tried to do one time what you guys do day in, day out, and you have my thanks and appreciation, and you have it of most of our fans, the fans that come to the game. We've got the president of the Rattlers here. He and his staff, I don't think, have slept since you guys qualified to host the Arena Bowl, and you've done a tremendous job. How many tickets left, Joe?
1,508.
That is tremendous. Yes, we have a challenge, and pundits write as well about that I must be the dumbest person in the world to allow a 5:30 kickoff for a championship game. Well, we're privileged and honored to have a broadcast partner of the National Football League. Yes, ESPN and NBC and Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck may have more viewers on their channel, but what network has more dedicated football fans? And what network is owned by the league? The one we're on. And our contract says we go 8 p.m. Eastern. And understanding the challenge, we're going 8:30 Eastern to give us a little more time to get the people in. But the fans of this community and the fans who have traveled here from across the country to be here for this game will be in their seats after going to the Fan Fest and enjoy it. Soapbox today. Sort of an executive privilege. We never know who's going to be here next year playing. I never know where I'll be here the next year. 24 years of the active league is a long time. My 26th year of arena football. And I'm pleased and proud to have done that. No matter who stands in this position next year, this league will continue because the fans love it as well as the players love it. We're going to hear from the coaches now.